The Star Report with Sasha Starr.
Bench, I'm pretty sure the Silicon Valley has to do with tech.
Yeah, but I mean, they're pretty close. It's Los Angeles, San Francisco. It's like, it's not so far. Trust me. I mean, unless you have to fly there, which goes as far.
Okay, I'm just going to bypass
it's all Western. It's all the west coast of America. Okay, let's not get too upset, geographically speaking.
So we had a brief discussion yesterday about the pastor at Aretha Franklin's funeral. And
he's
how
got big hands, many big hands.
So his name is Reverend Jasper Williams Jr. So you can't just have like a regular name when you're a pastor. He touched Ariana Grande inappropriately.
He did.
He has apologized.
On national television.
Yes. Yeah. He said, I regret it. I'm sorry. Da, da, da. But the family of Aretha Franklin has now criticized his eulogy overall, saying that it was offensive and distasteful. So apparently they asked him to speak because he had spoken at other memorials for the family in the past. Mm-hmm. But that plans for Aretha's actual funeral had never been discussed. So they thought, okay, you know, we'll use tried and tested. Except that in his 50-minute speech, he went on about how children raised by fathers at home is like a quote-unquote abortion after birth. And also said that the Black Lives Matter movement wouldn't matter until black people start respecting black lives and stop killing ourselves. And the family
and
was like,
someone's eulogy?
What? Like, what does this have to do with Aretha? Aretha Franklin and her life and her legacy? So they have said that they are very, very unhappy that he used his platform to push his negative agenda, which as a family, they do not agree with.
Well, I must say, I mean, it sounds to me like he was just having a bad day. He's basically the pastoral equivalent of that dude from Mandela's funeral who was the...
The interpreter.
The interpreter.
No, totally different.
You think so?
Yeah, Yankees.
Yeah, no, I think it's totally different.
Really, why?
I mean, Thamsanqa was getting shocked along the way of what he was doing. This right. one premeditated.
This was written down.
Yeah, this was written down. Maybe the Ariana part is just exposing the kind of man that he is.
Mm-hmm. I think so,
yeah,
too. I agree.
But the eulogy, he must have taken time and was like, yeah, I'm hitting him.
I'm pretty sure Thamsanqa...
Thamsanqa was there. Obviously, he planned
just
to get hired without. Yeah, but I think every time he shocked himself at what he was doing, and it was really just him having a little fun.
I'm with Lindy.
All right, fine. What else is going on in Hollywood?
Well, Childish Gambino, who is also known as Donald Glover, he's released his new music video.
Oh my God, is the internet breaking yet?
Well, his other music video, This Is America, actually won an MTV Video Music Award recently.
Mazel tov.
For best video with a social message.
Okay.
It was about gun violence. And now his latest track, Feels Like Summer, really just feels like a trip because it's animated. And it includes a whole bunch of people who we know and love, including Will Smith and his son Jaden Smith, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Drake... Snoop Dogg.
Any of them not wearing a shirt like Childish Gambino was in This Is America?
Well, how's this for you? Kanye West in tears being consoled by Michelle Obama.
Wow, talking of people being high before they went off and did something creative,
right?
It sounds to me like that's where we might have been going.
So go and check it out. It's kind of amusing.
Is it going to break the internet like This Is America?
Probably. I'd say yes.
Okay.
We're going to wait for all the woke people to even just like dissect it for
us
properly.
Word.
Yeah. and finally.
It's the most.
This is like one of my favorite stories I've ever reported ever on the Star Report.
Wow, okay.
Whoa.
Hectic.
Stars' names. They're a bit weird sometimes.
Northwest.
No.
Apple.
I'm talking about even some of the people that I mentioned who feature in this music video. We're talking
Beyonce.
Not even Beyonce. We're talking Lil Pump. Do you even know who that is?
No.
Okay. Anyway, so these are some of the names. But now the internet, bless it, has gone and educated us on what these people's names really are. So, for example, Ice Cube. Ice Cube's real name, if you look it up, is Icelandic Cubicle.
What?
Offset, who is married to Cardi B. His real name is Office Settings. This is a meme, guys, but just go with it.
Yeah.
50 Cent's full name, 50th Century.
So in other words, this is people who are bored on the internet, like adding to other people's names.
No, God, this is brilliant. Quavo. Quavo's full name is Quality Avocados.
Okay.
I'm still at the bit where this is your favorite guys. Story.
Yeah.
No, it's really
ever.
Funny.
All right, I think we have to see
one
the meme.
One of.
Okay, still, it made it to the list.
Yeah, listen, I'm happy that people are using the English language in
guys
new and creative
have a sense
ways.
Of humor. I mean, I thought better of you guys.
I must say that wasn't. It was interesting, but I just, you know, I just feel like we shouldn't be insulting people's names.
This is why. No, if you're going to name yourself Lil Pump, then someone saying Lillian Pumpernickel is perfectly okay.
Okay, that is kind of funny.
That is
I'm not going to lie to you.
Why did you leave that one? For
yeah,
the last
come on.
Time? If you start to high
the lead.
And you go downhill, not. Come on, Sash.
Or you build it up.
Okay.
Not with this.
Okay, fine, guys. That's our report for today. We'll do better tomorrow.
That's Sasha, giant bright star on Chai FM.
See, going with it. There you go.
on the show. So thank you very much. Very interesting. She'll be back tomorrow with all the weird and entirely weird things that are happening in Hollywood.